Vancouver.
Vancouver, Canada.
My name is Tyler Fetchuk, and Cam Dales is in the house. It's Friday, February, what, 11th?
It's the 11th.
It's the 11th today. What's happening around town? Oh, hey, LCD Sound System, big fail.
Yeah. Let's talk about that for a second.
Top news of the hour. So, yeah. If anybody, I really wanted to go to this show, the final LCD Sound System show on April 7th, I think is the date, or April 4th. At Madison Square Gardens in New York, they're only doing one show. They're going to do a three-hour set. And Liquid is opening for them. It was going to be amazing. However, the ticket company, Ticketmaster, is owned by Live Nation, allegedly. This is what I've been told, who also owns the scalping agency StubHub. And because there was so much hype for the LCD Sound System show, basically Ticketmaster or Live Nation bought all of the tickets to their own show and are now scalping the tickets to their own show.
Awesome.
Which is,
it's a pretty good deal, actually, if you're...
I mean, it's the ideal...
Ticketmaster.
It's the ideal American business model.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is, but the problem with this is for the consumer and the artist are both getting ripped off here. Because the artist isn't seeing any of this money.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what LCD Sound System needs to do is cancel this show.
Basically, yeah.
Like, they just need to cancel it and probably sue the company for not, like...
Uh-huh. Or, James Murphy, if you're listening, cancel the show.
Oh, like he always is, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, not if you're listening.
Yeah.
Hey, James Murphy.
Hey, James.
Man, get in touch with some sponsors. Tell them this is what you expected to make on the show. Get them to pay you that, and do a free show in Central Park. Cancel the thing at Madison Square Gardens. Get Coke to pay for it, or whoever.
Yeah.
Or IBM, or whatever.
Sure, IBM's a cool company.
Yeah. Scion will pay for it.
Hopefully, yeah, those guys are nice too.
Yeah.
Coke, IBM, and Scion. If you guys are listening, and you probably are.
Yep.
What you're gonna want to do here is contact James Murphy, who's also listening.
Mm-hmm.
And just tell them maybe it's a good idea to do a free show in Central Park, and you guys will be happy to pay for it. Great. And if not, Gray Beverages might want to get on board there, the proprietors of Pepsi and Monster.
Who?
Gray Beverage.
Gray Beverage? Oh,
Gray,
yeah.
Beverage Group.
Okay, yeah.
If you're listening, Gray Beverage Group, what you're going to want to do...
Get in touch with James.
Get in touch with James. He's listening. I can get him to call in. We can conference call you guys here.
Yeah.
So yeah, if anybody wanted to go to the LCD Sound System show, you just can forget it.
Well, unless you feel like selling your house to pay for it.
Yeah, the tickets are going for $1,500 right now.
Wow, it's a good price.
For floor seats, the nosebleeders are going for $200+. So yeah,
let's get this cool.
Let's get this show on the road here.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's get to the music.
What do we got? Okay,
who do you have?
Palm Bowman. Something like that. Palm Bowman.
Palm Bowman. Okay.
Palm Bowman.
Cool.
This is Moon Children.
Radio Zero.
Heard on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. Hit us on the Twitter, twitter.com/Radio Zero Radio. Tell us a joke.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
you're listening to CITR 101.1 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Vancouver.
What's up? This is Radio Zero. That was Silk Flowers with the song Limited or Small Fortune from their newly issued LP Limited Form. And before that was out of Korea, I believe, Jonathan Kasuma with the track Days Are Numbered. And that I just got off the internet and began the show with Moon Palm Bowman. I believe that's how I pronounce the name of the band. The song Moon Children, and that was from the Kitsune Maison 10 compilation. It's about...
That's X in Roman numerals.
Yes, Kitsune Maison X. Although they dare did Kitsune X, so they're not using that anymore. That was the first one I think they did was X.
So they started with 10.
But it wasn't Maison, it was just Kitsune X.
Oh.
They started with 10.
Oh, that's right.
And then worked their way up to that.
Was it the one with Dieter Schmidt on it?
Yes.
Yeah, I have that.
Morse right code from the Cold War.
That's
and
right.
That was a really good compilation. What's up? Who's knocking on their window?
Hey, radio guys.
Hey, dudes of the radio. now it is it's about 2:10 now.
About 2:10.
About 2:10. You'll want to synchronize your clocks. So being that it's about 2:10, we've now had our snack slice of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you discuss your experience at the pizza shop today, Cam?
Oh, wow. My experience at the pizza shop today. Well, it just gets better, really. The flavors get more interesting.
At Pi R Squared, we're talking about here.
Pi R Squared is the UBC pizza shop. I went down because traditionally we like to have pepperoni as a snack slice.
But it always has something else on it, like green peppers or mushrooms or something.
Yeah, mushrooms or green peppers or something.
But they can't just make a plain one.
No, why would they do that?
That's lowering today, that's less value for the student.
Today is a perfect example. Yeah, here we are. We're at a university. It's a place of higher learning, so we want more interesting flavors of pizza.
Yeah, challenge the mind.
Yeah.
Dynamics.
Exactly. So I went up, and she was just about to sell the last pepperoni and green pepper and whatever. I was like, oh, okay, are you going to have more coming out? She goes, yeah, absolutely. I was like, sweet, I'll just wait a couple of minutes. So I waited a couple of minutes, and she came out with two new pizzas. And I was really stoked because I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get the first slices of these new boys. So they put the new boys down, and neither of them is pepperoni and green pepper and whatever. They're, I don't know what they are. So I'm like, okay, the first one I look at is obviously vegetarian. I'm like, okay, well, what do you got here? What's the vegetarian here? She says, oh, this one is spinach and mushroom and onion. And I was like, okay, well, that looks all right, I guess. I'm not a big fan of cooked spinach. I like spinach like in salads or whatever. But the mushrooms, it behooves me to say that the mushrooms were like gigantic mushrooms that had been cut in half. So it's like the knobbiest mushroom palace of a pizza. Anyway, so I'm like, I don't know about that one. What do you got over here? That one's looking up. It's looking a little bit better. It's got all kinds of stuff on it. It's got beef on it and cheddar cheese instead of regular cheese and whatever else. And I'm like, okay, what's this? She goes, oh, this one's barbecue beef. I was like, oh, that sounds pretty good. But what are those things on it? Is that like big bits of garlic? She goes, no, that's potato. I was like, really? Potato? She goes, yeah, potato. I was like, what is the point of potato on a piece of pizza? Don't you think there's already like enough starch coming from the crust of the pizza?
Wait, so you never have a potato sandwich before?
Yeah, no, well, I had a potato sandwich for breakfast, and that's the thing, is that I'm full up on potato for at least until dinner when I'm having pasta. I'm having potato pasta, and I'm also having a stuffed potato with smaller potatoes.
You're gonna have some garlic bread with potato spread and Can I have a roasted potato spaghetti?
I'm having a potato pizza pocket, which is actually inside just more potato.
Roasted potato and clam linguine.
Holy Lord. Anyway, so I went with the spinach one. First time I've eaten cooked spinach in a while. It was okay, I guess. It wasn't the worst. It was better, I imagine, than potato.
Out of principle, I won't get potato on a pizza.
Potato on a pizza.
That's just so stupid.
Yeah. That's like having, like, oh, can I get a spaghetti bolognese, and can you garnish that with gnocchi?
Yeah. Can I get linguine on top of that?
Yeah. Yeah, let's get that. Because I actually don't want to stay awake ever again. I'd like to go to sleep for the rest of
my life. Yeah, if we could have a gnocchi linguine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Pan fry the gnocchi so they have a bit of texture. Throw them in the linguine.
Really, to be honest with you, I think the potato on pizza is more dietarily. It's worse for you, although I have no way to back this up. But in my opinion, that's worse than like going to KFC for a double down. I would rather have a chicken sandwich with chicken, fried chicken instead of the bun.
Yeah, yeah.
Than pizza with potato on it.
Well, it's like having a bun with a bun in it.
Yeah, a bun sandwich.
We got rid of all of the ingredients and just put another bun in the middle.
Yeah, we jammed a bun in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we soaked a bun in bun.
Yeah. And then bun soaked bun.
Mm. Ooh. Mm.
All right. Okay, it's about 2:15 now, so let's talk about what's going
Anthony
on around.
Wong doesn't like this unless he's repeating. Anthony, do you think pizza blasphemy is potato on pizza or us not liking potato on pizza? Tweet it to us.
Tweet it, yes. Hit us up on the Twitter. Yeah. Twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio. Okay, around town this weekend. Tonight is Friday.
Rad Times.
We got Rad Times the Astoria. What else is going on? I don't know what else is going on. If anybody knows, let me know. Tomorrow night, there is always the Glory Days up at the Biltmore.
Yep.
I think they're having some kind of a zombie prom thing. I'm not sure exactly what that is.
Yep. There's Clean Cut with you and me.
There is Clean Cut, which is and the Futurists website launch party tomorrow night at the Cobalt.
Mm-hmm.
A band called Surf Ghost is playing.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're from California.
And also Walter TV is playing.
Walter TV is playing.
Yep.
I'm not sure what kind of music we're going to play tomorrow, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be great. And also there's a Love Dancing tomorrow night, too.
There's also a Love Dancing tomorrow night, too. There's also a Night Prison show at the Secret Space with all the Night Prison bands like White Lung, Needles and Pins, etc.
And so forth.
And so forth.
Uh-huh.
The Night Prison gang. So if you know, if you can decrypt the name of the show and you know what Night Prison is or the secret location is, then you got that space. You know what to do tomorrow night.
Hit it up.
You already know. I don't even need to be telling you.
Anthony thinks that we can't hate on potato pizza. Anthony?
We can.
Our level of respect for you is plummeting, buddy.
We can hate on potato pizza. We have experience.
Mm-hmm. Potato pizza, huh?
I don't think pizza is a food group, Anthony, although he thinks sriracha is a food group.
Sriracha, huh?
Not a food group. There's not even any nutrients in it.
Have you ever done the sriracha trick? Sorry. Sriracha bottles are made perfectly so that if you have one that's about half full and you point it at someone that's near you and you just squeeze it a bunch of times, you can eventually shoot a stream of like acid sriracha smell at them. And it works up to like 10 feet away. You can like sneaky like blast someone in the face with sriracha.
Oh, just the air?
Yeah, the sriracha air.
Oh, the air. Okay, I got you. I thought you were like... Like, gonna blast him with the
sauce. No. You just sit there and squeeze it a bunch of times, like little squeezes, and then eventually you just push this tiny stream of sriracha air, and it hits them right in the face. All of a sudden, someone's sitting there, and they're like,
sweet.
Oh, I'm enjoying my piece of potato pizza. Oh, what a great day this is. And then, whoa!
What a great day this is.
Oh, my eyes are watering. Is it because I'm allergic to potatoes and pizza together? Probably, but also it's the sriracha.
Also, tomorrow night, once you've recovered from your sriracha air and potato pizza, at Goody, we've got... let me just pull the event information up here.
Is Babe Rainbow going to be playing at Goody?
I don't know what's up with that, but I know that Hunk the Drunk and Friends. Resorts are a band that I've never heard of, and they don't have
a bank yet.
That's Ado.
Resorts is Ado from Brastronaut's side project, and he plays, like, house music.
Okay, well, that's probably going to be good then.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I've never heard of them, and they don't have a MySpace or a Bandcamp or anything, so I didn't have anything to say, but Ado Van Bremen, nice guy, always very, is very talented, plays good music, so that'll be good.
Yep.
The Humans are playing as well, and out of Toronto, Astra is going to be playing, and I like this woman's music a lot, so I'm going to play some. This is Beat and the Pulse by Astra.
All right.
On Radio Zero. there's a bit of an intro on this one here. Just better remind everybody you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. This is Pizza Talk with Tyler Cam. Heard every Friday.
No, Zia. We can't use the private chat.
Every Friday from 2 till 3:30. It's about, it's 2:30 right now on the nose.
Quarter past 2.
So if you want to just set your clocks to 2:30, we'll all be on the same page here. Coming up next is a cover of a Harold Grosskopf song, Synthesis. This is Blondes, who are coming to play with Sibby Mobile Disco and us and the Juan McClain on March 8th at the Commodore. No, at a venue. Venue.
Yeah, the venue.
Yes, March 8th, venue, this band, Sibby Mobile Disco and the Juan McClain, so get...
It's going to be awesome.
Whatever, it's going to be so intense.
Yeah.
Bring stuff. Do stuff.
Bring stuff, do stuff, have a real stuff.
Yeah. Get stuffed.
Get stuffed.
All right, that was Blondes with their version of a classic electronic song, Synthesis by Harold Grosskopf, I believe is how you pronounce his last name. And yeah, those guys are coming to town with Simi Mobile Disco on March 8th, Tuesday, I believe it is, March 8th. It's going to be at Venue. The Juan McLean is DJing there as well. Simi Mobile Disco is going to be live. We're somehow sponsoring it. I'm not sure what our involvement beyond that is going to be.
Yeah, I don't know what our involvement is there either, but whatever.
Our name is on the flyer somehow. Yeah, yeah. So there we go.
So we might play, or maybe we'll just be there. Well, I'm going to be there regardless.
I'm going to be there regardless. Yeah. It's going to kick ass.
Yeah.
What was I talking about here? Oh, okay, right. Coming out on April. Oh man, I should have done my homework here. Jeez, I'm an idiot. April 4th, yes. A new song, a new single from Cosmic Kids is coming out. Reginald's Groove. I really, really like it. And it's up. You can check it out up on our website, RadioZero.ca. Posted it yesterday, but you can only listen to it. You can't actually download it, but we're going to play it.
Wah-wah.
And it's got all the info there, and you can check out all the extra other remixes of the track. Anyhow, this is Reginald's Groove by Cosmic Kids on Radio Zero Radio. We'll be right back. Bleep, bleep, plink, plonk. All right, we're coming to the end of the program. Nardwar is going to be coming up next. You have been listening to Radio Zero on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. That was XXXY. I think it's supposed to stand for a number, but I can't remember. What is that number? What is the Y?
No, I think XXXY stands for like the chromosomes that a person is made of.
There's four of them?
No, it would be like a guy and a girl.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought it was a number. Whatever. Shows what I know.
XXXY, I think it would have to be expressed as YXXX.
Yeah, it would have to be, yeah.
Because that would mean, that would make it 80, I think. I think Y is 50. Or C is maybe 50. Anyway, whatever.
Whatever. Before that was Rainbow Arabia with Without You was the track, and the Nguzu... Nguzu Nguzu? Is that how you pronounce it?
Nguzu
Nguzu. Nguzu Nguzu remix?
Roman numerals.
Disco Dean before that, featuring Jarvis Cocker of Pulp. That was the band using Pulp, yeah.
Pulp. Yep.
Pulp. Synchronize was the track off of the Singular / Synchronize single. Before that was the Cosmic Kids with Reginald's Groove, and that's coming out April 4th. Go to our website, check it out, and all the remixes of that, radiozero.ca. I guess we're winding down the show here today.
I don't see why at all.
Everybody for tuning in. Just Anthony me. Wong, I hope you get your pizza situation sorted out. Zia, it was great chatting with you on Twitter.
Well, there's no Y in Roman numerals.
Okay, well,
it's just VXLCDMI.
Okay. Logan, it was nice to see you on Twitter as well. Anybody else here I can think of? Aleem.
What's up,
Nicola?
Gallo.
Nicola, Vincent Gallo, what's up? Shout out to Vincent Gallo today. He's looking for a vaccine to stop jacking off to Jenny McCarthy.
He's also my favorite guy on Twitter right now.
Twitter's pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
I did not know that guy was that funny.
It is awesome.
If only Chad Buckles knew. All right, let's wrap the show up here. This is Wire, the 15th, and I'm just... so excited. I just so stoked on the song. Even though it's from 1979. Wire's coming to town again soon.
Yeah, that's
we're right. All going to be there. It's going to rule. See you next Friday or on the weekend somewhere.
Based on the fact.